Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code RICHARD. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code RICHARD. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You know this, girl. You fall for these jokes. Don't.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Richard Sherman Podcast. The Seattle Seahawks defense balled out. Sacks for everybody. It looked like Saxonville. My goodness, everybody looked great. The Rook, Devin Witherspoon, 2 sacks, interception return, 97 yards. Bobby Wagner, 18 tackles, 2 sacks. Uchenna Nwosu, 2 sacks. Everybody all over the field. The defense played elite. Quandre Diggs played a great game as always. They held the Giants to 3 points. This was a road win that the Seahawks badly needed. Geno Smith got a little banged up, but Noah Fant came through in a big way, turned a little bit into a lot. Big gains. Obviously, K-9 played a really good game. They're only getting healthier. They're only getting better. The NFC better watch out, because the Seattle Seahawks are roaring back in a big way. You love to see it. And you got DK Metcalf, got a touchdown in the game. Tyler Lockett. Drew Lock came in and managed the game well, didn't turn the ball over, did all right, did his part. I love it. I love it. I love to see the boys ball out, and that's what they've been doing. And this week, I got a special guest from another team, from the Houston Texans. I used to play with the San Francisco 49ers. I used to play on the same team, the same defense. It's Jimmy Ward. You guys stay tuned. He's joining us next. For a limited time, Verizon customers can get Netflix and NFL Plus for just $25 a month with Plus Play. That's $120 of annual savings. Plus Play is a platform where Verizon customers can shop, manage, and save on subscriptions you already love, like Netflix and NFL Plus. With NFL Plus Premium, you get access to live games on mobile, NFL Red Zone, NFL Network, and more. Just go to Verizon.com/plusplay to bundle and save on Netflix and NFL Plus today for a limited time only. Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. We got one of my favorite guys, Nico Suave. Yeah, how you doing, baby?
Doing great, man. Glad to be on. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You look good. You look good. Y'all playing good. How you feeling about the team?
I feel great about the team. Obviously, it's a young team, new coaches, new city, new team for me, my first new team. So I think everything's starting to click. You know, it took some time. You know, we we're trying to work through some nicks at the first two games, and now we're starting to pit everything together.
I mean, four games ain't no time, you know, as you know. You know, things come together a lot slower than that. How has D'Amico been as a head coach?
D'Amico, man, he's been great as a head coach. You know, he's open to learning. You know, obviously, D'Amico's still D'Amico. You know, he's all about the defense. Defense head coach, I love it. Yeah, but, you know, it's his first time. It's his first year, so he's really learning. It's, you know, as things go on, he leans on the team leadership council, you know, to see what we thinking. But other than that, like, you know, he's doing a great job so far.
That's good. That's good. I mean, he looks good. He sounds good. He sounds like he has confidence. CJ Stroud looks the part. Did you see it in training camp, or is this a surprise to you?
Man, you know, in training camp, Sherm, you know how it go. In OTAs and training camp, the quarterbacks hold the ball. They can't get sacked. So you really didn't know, you know, what to think. And the only thing that was living rent-free in my head is, you know, when the ESPN blew up the little IQ test or whatever, and he said, man, I'm a baller, man. I'm going to just go out there and ball. I don't know if you remember he said that.
I do remember
that. And then I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. Well, we're going to see. And we see it. Like, the dude, he's a baller, and he's learning from his mistakes, man. I remember when he first got in training camp, he was throwing the ball hard for, like, a five-yard slant or, like, just an out route where you could just put that touch on there for the wide receivers can catch the ball and, you know, complete a completion, and that's it. But, man, he listened to his wide receivers, listened to his tight ends, to his guys, and they told him, like, man, bro, you don't always got to just drill the ball right there. You could just put that perfect touch on there. And that's what he's been doing.
That's good. I mean, it looked like it's been working. And y'all been playing better defensively. You know, y'all held them boys down. What did y'all change defensively? Or is it just, you know, living in the scheme and growing in the scheme and guys executing it a little better?
Well, Sherm, you know this scheme better than anybody. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about growing in this scheme. It's about learning through the mistakes and just continue to just communicate. That's the big thing, communication. So, you know, we had a few guys. We had a few injuries. I missed the first two games. And, you know, guys been in and out the lineup. So now since we, you know, everybody's getting back healthy, you know, the communication has been there and swarm, you know, that's one thing you can't leave out. You got to talk about it. It's just, you know, somebody missed a tackle. Okay. It's 2-3 more people right there ready to take your head off if you cut back.
Right. I mean, has that been something you emphasized? I mean, you've played on some really great defenses over the years. So you got the experience. I'm sure that's why D'Amico wanted to grab you and bring you over there. Has your leadership role changed?
Yeah. I do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, sir. I never forget when you first got on the team and I was just, you know, I was chilling. I ain't say too much because, you know, we coming from a coach, we wasn't winning that much. So you came over there and then, you know, you was saying everything. And then one day you was like, hey, Jim, I need you to talk. I'm like, you need me to talk? And he was like, yeah, man, I okay, do all the talking. And I was like, yeah. But I'm just saying, just that, you know, helping me, you know, come out the shell, you know, it really helped me out with my career. And now I got to do all the talking. Now I'm looking at, you know, some of the younger guys and I'm telling them like, hey, man, you got to talk. But I feel like Jalen Petrie is in him. Like he talks like he's vocal and he talks on the field. Like that's something I don't do on the field. Jalen Petrie, he'll chap at you all game. But I took some pages out your book, definitely. You and Quan Alexander, y'all taught me a lot.
Oh boy, that boy Quan, Quan's still out there like that, boy. I say, Quan, you kill him.
Legendary.
Legendary. y'all got some talent back there too. You got Petrie, as you just mentioned, you got Stingley. Stingley is going to end up being one of the best young corners in National Football League. Tell me about them.
Oh, man, they're doing great. Stingley's, when I first came over here and I looked at Sting, obviously I watch ESPN. And I was like, okay, it's like Stingley, nice. Okay, he went first round. I said, hey, he looked nice. And then I saw him. I got up close to him. I was like, oh, he a big corner. It's like 6'1". And his lower body is huge, and he moves like he's like 5'9", 5'10". It's crazy. And that's one person who I'm trying to get to talk more. I'm trying to get him to talk a little bit more. But he's gonna be a phenomenal football player. And another guy that I gotta talk about is Steven Nelson.
Yeah.
Steven Nelson, nice. Yeah, he over there strappy. Like he feisty. Like I know Emmanuel Mosley, a guy was telling me about him. A few guys are like, hey, you know you over there with Steve. Like Steve. I said, he nice, man. I've been liking him and this and that. Came over there and started watching him because he didn't come to OTAs. He came to camp. And then he jumped in the first one-on-one rep. And then Tank Dell was getting busy on our corners during OTAs and training camp. Man, I don't think Tank got off the line with Steve. Man, I was like, yeah, Steve, the real deal. And obviously got Jalen Petrie. And then on top of that, we went and picked up Shaquille. Shaquille coming from, you know, the cover three system. You seen how he was locked down. He's nice. He's sticky. He's a big corner. And then we got a few nickels that have been rotate. TT's good. Gary's good. Like, it's a lot of talent. And don't forget about the other safeties. You got E. Murray coming from the Chiefs. Used to play for the Chiefs, should I say. And you got I'm forgetting one more, well, a couple more. You got Kadar coming over there with us, speed and playing. A lot of our DBs playing on special teams too, making plays, but we got it. We got depth for sure.
Yeah, I mean, y'all definitely got it, and that boy got y'all playing well. The offense is playing well. They're playing fearless. You know what I mean? It don't seem like they got any concern about anything. And D'Amico just said they ain't worried about the standings, just worried about getting better every day, and that's what it looks like. So you came, you was born in Wisconsin. Went out there and played high school football in Alabama with Quasp, and then went to Northern Illinois, and then went first round to the Niners. Tell me about the journey and any potential advice you would have to the younger Jimmy Ward.
Well, as long as you got obviously the NIL deal is everywhere. I was finna start off with, no matter where you go, you know, you can get a shot at the lead, but people getting paid in college anywhere they go. You can go to, Southwest University, D4 or something. I don't even know if it's a D4 school, but you can still go pro and you can get paid in college. I feel like anywhere you go, you know, just, you know, as long as you give it all, you give it your all, don't matter your background, don't matter your ethnicity. If you're a baller, it'll show, you know, you go out there, you work hard every day, and then, you know, it'll work itself out for sure.
Yeah, but what about young Jimmy Ward when he was coming to the San Francisco 49ers and he didn't know what to expect? What you telling him right now?
Oh, I say just work your tail off. Work your tail off and, you know, control what you can control. That's a powerful message right there. Control what you can control because, you know, in the NFL, it's a lot of different moving parts. It's a lot of stuff that you can't predict and a lot of stuff you can't control. But if your coach trusts you and puts you on the field, you know, that means, you know, he trusts you to do your job, to make himself look good. And obviously, he feel like you're going to be the best guy at it. And, you know, just keep working. Just, you know, put your head down, keep working. And, you know, each year is going to get better. Each year is going to get easier because, you know, the game going to start slowing down for you.
Well, you throughout your whole career, you've had 5 different head coaches now, including D'Amico. That's rough on anybody, baby. Tell me about that.
Yeah, man, Sherm. That journey, that was rough. 5. I remember you coming over there, and I was explaining it to you. I was like, man, Sherm, I just want to play safety. I said, and I want to play nickel. I said, I'll play nickel. Only how I play nickel if safety come with it. It's like, I don't know anything about corner. I moved a corner just because it was different head coaching. So different head coaches, you'll feel like they'll watch the film and be like, okay, a college film or something, like, and know what type of guy you is and stuff like, nah, they're going to ask the people around the building what type of guy you is. So whatever the scouts say about you, whatever, however anybody around the building says about you, that's what they take. That's the information they take because when them head coaches come in, they want their draft picks. You know, they going to keep some guys, but eventually they want their draft picks and, you know, eventually they want to move on for you. So you really got to, it's like a prove it deal over and over and over. So when all these new head coaches came, I had to reprove myself. But at the same time, it's the NFL. So it's always a younger guy that's trying to take your spot. So, and I'm used to working hard. Like I was never a five star, four star. That's how, even though I went first round, that's my first time going first at anything. So I was I was used to working. So it didn't matter to me. And then not like I was like what top 10 pick. I was in the back of the first round. So I was like, okay, it's cool. I was a blessing. I work hard. I deserved it. But now I gotta keep working. And just not only different head coaches, but different defensive coordinators. That's hard too. That's definitely a hard task to get through, to persevere through, just because, you know, you're changing a defense. And I'm changing a defense. I'm changing my position each year, and I'm changing head coaches, and you're throwing multiple special teams on me. Mm. Like it was hard to succeed, but at the same time, and I went through injuries, so that's even a bigger knock. So anytime I get in a game, I gotta go hard. I gotta make some plays because, you know, they're ready to move on for me.
Well, you end up playing for some great coordinators in Salah and D'Amico, and you know. And it ended up going well. We got to play together for a few years, and in 2019, we had a special year. What do you remember most fondly about that year?
Man, I remember a few of your speeches. Good speeches, though. But that year, it was crazy because I didn't know how the year was going to be. I felt like we was good. But, you know, I never been on a winning team in the NFL, a playoff team in the NFL. So, you know, I didn't know what it looked like. You knew what it looked like. So I don't know if you felt like, okay, we got a shot or not. I just didn't know. I know our offense was still kind of young because it took them a while to figure it out. But I know that year, but once they got the rolling, you know, you couldn't stop them. But I know our defense, after the first couple of games, it was like, pretty good. The rush was there. Just they couldn't throw the ball. It was great. And then some of the stuff that I'm just saying that you were saying that stuck with me to the day was like, hey man, a good defense shouldn't be playing over 60 snaps. And I pay attention to that. And then he was like, hey man, you know, certain people, like, cause I know when I came over here to Houston and you know, some of the safety, Jalen was telling me how many tackles he had. I said, how many tackles you had? Said he had over like 130. I said, what? You had 100? How many tackles you had? 120, 130? What? I was like, oh, that's cool. But I don't think you're supposed to be getting that many tackles playing in the NFL. I was like, some not right. So right. Stuff like that stuck out to me. And then some of the stuff that you taught me is like, I really appreciate that. I learned a lot, you know, playing with you for those 3 years.
I appreciate you, Jim, man. It's all about running and hitting, trusting your teammates, just understanding each other.
Has there ever been a time you've been injured in an accident, and not only were you in physical pain, but there were stress, headaches, and problems that followed? Do you wish you had hired an attorney? If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Playing corner in the NFL is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm with over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. With over $15 billion recovered for over 300,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Morgan & Morgan has been fighting for the people for over 35 years. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless you win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Sherman or dial #law. That's #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/Sherman or #law. That's #529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
As the year went on, we got better. We believed more. But at every game, no matter what was happening, we kept, you know, stayed together. We talked it out on the sideline. You know, we had some adversity. You got banged up a little throughout the process. I got banged up a little throughout the process. I think everybody did. Kwaski, KK got banged up. But you just got to keep moving. You got to keep believing. You got to keep shaking. And that's what y'all are doing. And I think D'Amico is turning that taking that mentality. Because after I left, y'all still was balling. You know, your last year in San Francisco, y'all were playing really good football. I know you got a little frustrated they wouldn't let you play safety and had you playing nickel, but you was balling. You was balling. You came back. You was that nickel strapping. I knew they was going to move you to nickel, Jim. I'm sorry. I knew it, baby.
You want to talk about that?
If you want to talk about that, it's up to you, baby.
I remember. I went down. I remember. I was talking to Coach. I was like, "Hey, Coach, man, I'm here now. Y'all gonna give me some vet days?" Nah, Coach said he don't. Coach Kyle don't want to give y'all no vet day, defense, no vet days. And I'm looking at the offensive players. I'm like, "Bro, they year two, year three." I was like, "Man, you know what? Control what you can control." So I was like, "Okay, all right." So it was right before joint practice, hammy, grade two, set me down for a minute. So he went and got Gip, and I said, "Oh, Gip, nice," and this and that. And I was like, "Okay, I wonder how this is going to unfold." And then JV went down. So, and that kind of hurt. So that hurt a lot. So that I was like, "Okay, all right, what's going to happen?" Then I started paying us. Then I knew Gip was a baller, so Gip balling. And of course, you're not finna pit. And then how they use Huff. Huff was more of like a blitzer. They was blitzing Huff and pitting them in the box. So I was like, golly. And they just pit Gip back there at post safety. And I'm like, man, they're not going to pit Gip. Gip can't cover. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to pit Gip in the slot to cover wide receivers too much. But they had D-more, and D-more was he a dog. But I kind of, you know, I felt it, but I was like, all right, I'm going to just see how it plays out. And about to come back in the lineup, and they put a package in for me. And I saw the package, and I was like, all right, man, this nickel. I don't care what you call it. And this and that. We going to call it money. There is nickel, bro. Hey, man. Hey, look, bro. Y'all, all right. So I had, and then the first play, never forget, first play, I came back week five because I got pit on by 4 week short IR. Week five, I come back and I get my hand. No, how did I break my hand? Wrestling with one of their best special teamers for the Carolina Panthers. Broke my hand on the first play, kickoff. I was like, ran back to the sideline. I was like, hey, man, you know, I kind of diagnosed myself. You know, I broke so many bones that, you know, I know what it feel like. And I moved my hand and it clicked. It kept clicking. Like, hey, man, I just... Well, I think it was my left hand. Yeah, I moved. I was like, left hand or finger? I can't remember. I broke a lot of bones. I was like, man, yeah, I think I broke a bone. This and that. Like, all right, let me go check it out. Broke my bone. So I had to have surgery that next week. So put a cast on it. I was out at Atlanta game. And next week it was Kansas City Chiefs. And they was like, man, you sure you want to play Kansas City Chiefs? It's like, man, I don't think I got a choice, man. I was like, man, I said, I need to go ahead and get out there. It's like, I haven't played a game yet. Right. So coming back, Kansas City Chiefs with a cast on. And I went in there and I talked to D'Amico. I already knew what I was going to do. So I was like, man, let me embrace it. I was like, man, you never know what would happen. So D'Amico, man, just pick me a nickel. You know how D'Amico is. Oh, you really? You want to pick a nickel? Whole time, like, I ain't have a choice.
Right. Y'all going to do it anyway.
Y'all going to do it anyway. So he was like, okay, all right. So he picked me a nickel. And I had to learn, like, the blend technique. I had to learn a few different techniques because I told them this, too. The thing that kind of made me mad a little bit was I was told them, like, hey, during training camp, I was like, hey, man, if I'm looking around, I was like, man, y'all might need to let me get some nickel reps in training camp so I can practice it in training camp because I see what's going on. It's like, oh, no, you won't, you know, no, we ain't going to need no training reps and this and that. I'm like, all right, because, you know, obviously, you know, they had a few nickels there. They had, I want to say it was Sammy Womack that they had right there, but I don't know, they didn't like I guess the physicality part when it came into the tackling stuff, but the coverage was there, like he making plays on the ball, and then on top of that, they paid me, you know, that year they paid me, so you know the owner's gonna be looking at, hey man, you're not playing this guy, and we paying them how many X amount of money, like
right,
like come on, something not right. So obviously they had to pick me on the field somewhere, and had the worst game of that year versus Kansas City Chiefs. Them boys was it don't matter if they don't got Tyreek Hill. They gonna find somebody else that run a 4-3, 4-4. Yes, gave up a crossing route touchdown, ran into Fred one time. They called that back because it was some flag holding on the play. So I would have gave up two touchdowns back to back, but it didn't work out. Yeah, so it was rough. And okay. So by the time I come down, we get blew out that game.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, and then Kelce started talking smack to me because he caught the ball on me. He hit me with a double move. Sherm, he hit me with a double move and link coverage.
Oh.
How do you got time to run a banana? And I'm jamming him off the line. Obviously, I got one hand, but I'm jamming him off the line, and it took time. How do you hit me with a double banana move out, and I'm pressing you in link coverage?
You don't.
Patrick Mahomes somehow escaping the pressure, rolling out, hitting him. And then after he catch the ball, he get up. Stop talking this. I was like, oh, because you know, Sherm, I was talking that smack because I realized, I was like, man, let me start talking a little bit, man, if I can get some more balls or if I can get some recognition. So I was like, man, tight ends, you know, Kittle tight end university thing. I'm like, man, any tight end over there won't get over 50 yards for me. And then I was like, maybe Kittle. And I was saying that just to be nice, just because Kittle was my teammate at the time. Right. And it didn't happen. But he caught one catch finally, and that was probably, what, like 12, 15 yards. And I think that's about it. And he didn't catch no more on me with one hand basically. But other than that, okay, let's fast forward it to the back end of the season. No. Fast forward it to Bucks game, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That's where you was at. You was over there. So look, okay. Going to the Tampa Bay game, okay, obviously I was on the game plan for the Tampa Bay. Hey, we're going to target a nickel. That's what Tom Brady was on because I don't know how many targets I had, but I had a lot. And I held my own, had a great game, and it was towards the end of the game, and I know – Mooney. No, he started taking players out the game and stuff or whatever. And then something happened with, I think, D-more. He went down or something, and then I guess they was trying to snatch players out the game. And it's like the last series. And I know they end up coming to me. CU came to me. He's like, hey, we need you to move the corner. You know, AT's ankle kind of bummed up. I mean, AT ankle. I said AT was just running down kickoff. Like, what do you mean AT ankle was bummed up? It's like, bro, pin him at corner. What are you hiding him from? Like, y'all draft him third round to play corner. Like, what are you talking about? Like, ankle? Like, I'm out here with a broke hand. You saying his ankle hurt? And he's still on special teams? I looked at him. I was like, and I told him, this is my first time. So I said, no. I said, I'm not going to corner, bro. I was like, bro, I had no practice at corner. I said, y'all already did me like this once. And, then Miko came and asked me. I was like, Miko, I can't do it. I said, no. And then I heard Coach Kyle from the sideline, I guess we'll just put Aziz at corner. And I said, and that's when I snapped. I was like, man, I guess you're going to have to. And after that, and I went and forced the fumble to end the game. I was cover two. I blitzed as a nickel, forced the fumble, end the game. So now I don't know nobody really had to play corner. It's game over. Right. Went in. I was hot. I didn't come in for the team breakdown. Got jumped in the shower, got my clothes, left. Mm-hmm. And no. Before I left, Jed told me, yeah, Coach Kyle want to talk to you. So went in there and talked to Coach Kyle. And Coach Kyle was like, hey, Jimmy, like, man, what's going on, man? It really hurt me when you were saying we always do you like this. And I'm like, bro, you changed my position 8 times, bro. You tried to get me out of here multiple times. Like, I can't forget it. Like, I can forgive. Like, I can't control that. But you did what you did. And for me to feel like that, how I feel, yes, I should. Year 9, like, come on, man. Like, I see what's going on. So after that, me and Kyle never talked the rest of the season. We never said anything to each other. And then that's why I said that at the Philadelphia game. And that's probably some of the stuff that went down with Jimmy, too. I don't know, man. Because I feel like Jimmy could have dressed out. I feel like Jimmy could have dressed out that last game. But, you know how this go. You know how this stuff. I seen your boy shooting a bird when he broke his leg. So I know how it goes. So, and after the game, Philadelphia game, I said, when they told me it wasn't a catch, like, yeah, you know it wasn't a catch. I was like, oh, for real? I said, man, I guess I had a good game. I said, hey, man, if anybody need a safety and free agency, man, you know, come holler at me. And that's how I left it. And I know I talked to John. This the exit meeting, last exit meeting, I talked to John. John came in and was like, hey, Jimmy, you know, I'm a Jimmy Ward fan. You know, we love you and this and that. Love to have you to come back. And I was like, okay, all right. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, nah, it's gonna be a time for a change of scenery. And I didn't tell him that, but I already knew what time it was. And he was like, yeah, you know, Coach Kyle, he'd love to talk to you. You know, he don't got you on the meeting thing. And I'm like, oh, he don't got me meeting. I'm like, well, I don't need to go and holler at him. Like, what we need to talk about? We don't need to talk about nothing. Like, I already know what time it is. Like, come on, man. I've been around this business for a long time. Like, I'll holler at you, and I see you when I play you. I got a lot of love for you. At the end of the day, you still gave me a contract. You still allowed me to start on your team. You still helped change the culture, and I got to experience some stuff I never got to experience in the league until you became the head coach. So I appreciate that. But that's it. Like, I see you when I see you.
And right. So what made you pick Houston?
I picked Houston because during that process, after the Chiefs game, when that happened, at the Chiefs games, I forgot, I left that part out. I went to Coach Kyle. That's what happened. Oh, I forgot the main part. I went to Coach Kyle. After the Chiefs game, when I had that bad game, my first game back, I was like, I went to Coach Kyle. Because I didn't go to Miko because anytime you go to, like, if I would have went to the position coach, what they tell you when they don't want to answer your question? Oh, it's over my head. So I went to the head guy. I said, let me go to Coach Kyle. Let me look him in the eye and hear it from his mouth. Hear it out of his mouth. Say, hey, man, I don't want to play nickel no more. I want to play safety. He said, you don't want to start? And when he told me that, I said, no. I said, just put me on special teams. I'll ball at special teams. He's like, oh, no, just give it a 48-hour rule. And I was like, okay. I gave it a 48-hour rule. And that's why after that Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when I had to talk to him after the game, when he asked me what was wrong, I said, I can't talk right now. I was like, man, I'm really frustrated. Let's just give it the 48-hour rule.
That's real. That's real.
And that's really the last conversation that we really had. And... But, yeah, when he told me that, I already knew, like, he told me, like, hey, you're not finna start. I was like, okay, all right, cool. And I chose, and I went to Miko. So when I went to Miko, and I told Miko, I was like, look, I talked to Coach Kyle, and I said, the reason why I talked to Coach Kyle before I came to you is because, you know, if you can't answer my questions, you're gonna tell me it's over your head. It's not it's not you who's making the decisions, which most likely, 9 times out of 10, that's true. So I told Miko, I was like, you know, I said, man, this is my last year here. I was like, wherever I'm going, I'm going to play safety. I said, all the rest of the stuff, if you could use me, you know, like, use my versatility. You're like, I understand I can do a lot of nice things. Use it. But my main position need to be safety. I've been telling y'all that for forever. Right. And then he said, well, if I get a head coaching job, I'm going to get you to come play safety for me, give you an opportunity to come start safety for me. And that's how they went.
I love it. It looked like it's working out good, Jim. It looked like it's working out good. You're in a good space. I just know Houston hot as fish grease out there, boy.
It took me a while to get used to it. Oh, man. I'm still cramping. Like, some days when it's super hot, like it's 100 degrees, you gotta really start drinking the day before, like today. Like, I'm drinking Pedialyte, like a gallon of that, a liter of that or two, and just a bunch of water, salt, and water IVs. It's just, man, it's crazy. It's crazy hot out here, but it's good. It's good training condition, just because when we went to Jacksonville and we played them in Florida, it didn't even feel hot. Like, we felt so good that they was hot. We didn't even feel hot, which is crazy. And it's like, golly, you'll feel like Florida is way hotter than Houston.
Texas is super hot. But now you're living in a nice house. The cost of living ain't what it is in California. My goodness, we got a California boy. Family good?
Family great, man. Daughter's getting big, son's getting big, man. Mom good, dad good. Like, everything's good. I'm close to home. Like, in Houston, it's close to Mobile. It's close to the Midwest. Wisconsin, where a lot of my family still live at. So, it's closer, and it feels like home. Food is phenomenal out here. So,
there you go.
Like I said, I'm enjoying myself. It's the first time I can hold 200 pounds. Like, it's crazy, but... Nah, I'm definitely in a good space, man, and I'm enjoying it. You know, that's the main thing. Like, just enjoying my job. You know, it's, you know how the NFL is. It's a lot of pressure, but it don't feel like pressure if you feel like if you're doing it the right way.
Right, and you're doing it the right way, Jim. I'm happy for you. So y'all, I mean, I feel like y'all got a shot at the playoffs. Y'all boys just keep playing free. You know, that division can go any way. Tennessee playing well, but, you know, y'all can get Jacksonville. Y'all can get Tennessee. Y'all can get them all, really. Y'all got the talent.
Yeah, that's definitely just, you know, keep stacking these days, taking it, you know, one day at a time, not looking ahead. And we get that win, the 48-hour rule. And then, like, which is crazy, like, we didn't have a home win in this stadium. I heard to, like, it was 2021, October. Was it October or December? December 2021, and we finally got a home, first home win. That's a long time. So, like I said, we start winning these home games, start stacking up these wins, then that's when we can get that crowd back in it, you know, because that in that dome, and you're getting the crowd in it, that can get loud and get real hard for the opposing team when they come, you know, to our dome and to come and play us.
It get hard for you too to hear because you're on defense. That's the hard thing about getting loud at home. If you're sitting there like, yeah, get loud. Then you'd be like, hey, check. Quiet for 1 second. Like, hey, check. Bunch. Alert.
Head communications. It will be out
right,
there.
Right.
Sign language.
Right. Well, it's damn good to see you, Jim. If you got any questions for me?
How you like your new job, man? I see it.
It ain't bad. You know, they let me talk football every day and you know, 4-5 days a week. I enjoy it. I get to watch you. I get to watch everybody. I have fun. It's a lot of fun. We got a good team. Undisputed. I get to, you know, argue with Skip all day. That ain't bad. He just be spitting nonsense. So, you know, got to keep him in under control. But family's good. We just opened a restaurant. Doing what I got to do, baby.
Where you open it up at?
In Bellevue. It's usually, you know, where the team stay, right across from, like, the Westin Hotel in Bellevue. It's a good spot.
Congratulations. I'm going to have to come check it out when I come out that way.
Yeah, hey. Let me know when you out here.
Hey, I don't know if you can answer this, but I was going to say, how you feel about what it is, Danny Dimes?
Oh, my God. I just finished talking about him. Oh, my God, that boy. That boy got a ski mask going up there. Yim Robin. That man out there stealing. But, you know, you hate to talk bad about players. He just having a rough year right now.
Well, you know what's so weird to me about that? Like, how they didn't want to pay the running back. They didn't want to pay him. Like, is y'all watching football or not? Like, is y'all watching the Giants? Giants got one of the biggest media sources out there. Like, dude is the main reason why y'all was winning games and y'all didn't want to pay him. I get it, the injuries with the running backs and this and that, but, like, I don't want to say too much, but.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
but it's funny.
It is funny.
This game funny, I tell you that.
This game is different, but I'm glad you're in a good spot. Tell Miko I said what up. I'll check on you later on in the year when y'all on y'all way to the playoffs. Appreciate you joining me, Jill.
All right. Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Anytime, brother.
All right, brother.
The Volume.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.